Hi, I'm Jamie Waxman, and you are listening to Playgirls Sex Pod, broadcasting on PlaygirlTV.com or anywhere on the World Wide Web where you might find us. It's very exciting to know that there's some mystery involved where you're listening to me from. Could be from, I don't know. I get some really interesting emails from connections of connections of connections of people. I have no idea who they are. And it's really amazing because I've been doing stuff on the web for a number of years now. Not as long as a lot of people who have been doing stuff on the web for a lot longer than a number of years now. But enough time to really have watched it develop over the course of a good 6 or 7 years. And I'm always amazed when I remember that I keep thinking I'm sitting here right now. It's a very luxurious studio, aka my apartment. I'm sitting with a cat at my feet, not because the cat loves me right now. I realize I'm becoming a cat person, but because I actually shut the window that the cat was sitting in so that I could put this broadcast together without additional outside sounds. It does sound like there's a heartbeat going on. I can hear it in my headphones. I'm not exactly sure where that's coming from. Kind of mysterious. I have the microphone placed on a table and I hear this and I'm thinking, wow, it's like the table's breathing. Anyway, I digress a lot. I will always digress a lot. I will continuously digress a lot. And, you know, you'll have to deal with it if you're listening. The beauty of the microphone. Okay, that was not nice, but I'm nice normally. Anyway, the cat's mad at me because I've now shut his window so he can't look at the outside world for, you know, a good 20 minutes until I'm done with this podcast. And I am rambling on now about something I was talking about earlier with the World Wide Web and you can be anywhere. And the fact is that I'm anywhere. I'm sitting in my apartment. This is anywhere for me. And broadcasting from my kitchen, dining room, living room, everything table since living in New York makes it hard to have a number of rooms, to have a number of different tables. I basically have one table and one desk in the entire place. It's a nice size apartment in Brooklyn, and but nice size apartments in New York are more like closets anywhere else. Regardless, that has nothing to do with sex, although there are no closets to have sex in here, which you might be able to do wherever you are. And that could be kinky and sexy. And especially, I like cedar closets because cedar closets smell really nice if you're into that cedar sort of thing. Regardless, if you're into sex, you should check out Playgirl TV, playgirltv.com. You can check out some really beautifully made erotic videos over there. And you can also check out my other podcasts. They're all there. All, wow, 15, 16? I don't know what number I'm up to now of them. And you can also check out Sex Advice, and that's something I happen to write for the Playgirl magazine is the Sex Advice column called what I call Sexed, S-E-X, period, E-D, but what other people call Sex Ed. And you can check me out if you're interested at jamiewaxman.com. That's JAMIEWAXMAN.com. Now, today's podcast, oh, and I should say, Playgirl TV is available, and you should contact your local cable operator if you can't find it on your video on demand system. But it is available on video on demand, and you just need to check with your local cable operator. It's basically everywhere in the United States. Also abroad, you can get it in Australia, in Turkey, in Germany, in a number of other countries that are failing me right now. But Playgirl TV is everywhere, and if it's not there yet, call your local cable provider and ask that Playgirl TV be placed on your video on demand system. Trust me, if you like sex, you won't regret it. Speaking of things not to regret, today's podcast is actually a listener's question. It's a podcast by demand. I'm cracking myself up, but you know what? I'm the only person who has to make me laugh, right? Today's podcast is a podcast by demand. I actually had a listener of this podcast write me in a question, and I'm going to read this question to you guys right now. And he says, I'm interested in trying anal sex for the first time. I'm somewhat nervous because I've never done it. Maybe you can do a podcast on tips for beginners wanting to try anal sex. Great. Absolutely. And he's got a couple of different questions. But before we go into those questions and Well, the first question there is, like, what lubes do you use? What condoms are good for it? Does it hurt? What positions are best? Yes. Let's go into all of this right now. Okay. Anal sex is not supposed to hurt. That's the bottom line. If it does, you should stop. I am completely and utterly against products that promote the use of anal pleasure through easing the sphincter muscles and things like this. There are products out there like Anal Ease that will go into numbing your butt cheeks so that you can actually insert something into your butt. And if you need to do that, you don't need to be having anal sex. The best things to remember when it comes to anal sex: lubrication. I didn't make this up, unfortunately, but I did work at Toys and Babeland, or now Babeland, for 4.5 years. And so this was something we said all the time. Lubrication, communication, and relaxation are the three keys to any type of great sex. And they happen to really pertain, well, to any type of great sex, but to anal sex as well. So the most important thing to do if you want to try something up your butt, and anal sex can be a finger, it can be a butt toy, it could be a penis, it can be a lot of different things, because there is really no one definition of sex. But bum-bum-bump. If you want to try something up your butt, the best things to remember are this. You need to be relaxed. You need to breathe. That's really important. I had a friend of mine actually not too long ago ask how anal sex doesn't hurt. And you know, the truth is there is a moment of discomfort for most people that first second that something enters their butt, because your butt is made up of sphincter muscles, and muscles tend to clench around objects that they don't know, foreign objects entering. You know, the butt is an exit type of situation most of the time. So when something's entering, your muscles are surprised and they may get a little bit more tense. They probably will. And this is totally normal. So in relaxing, some of the best things you can do to relax and warm up your butt, first of all, get aroused. Don't just start with anal sex. It's never a really good way to encourage positive butt play. Get aroused. Go into some kissing, some touching, some massage. Maybe if you're a woman, you're getting your clitoris massaged and you're getting your pussy eaten, or you're even getting, you know, fucked in your pussy. If you're a guy, maybe, you know, you're playing with your shaft, or you're just rubbing yourself, or, you know, getting a massage, anything that's going to relax you. Men and women are both aroused from front to back. This is also something else to remember, meaning that your butt is going to be one of the last things to actually get turned on. So again, focusing on the chest and making your way down to the belly button and then down to your genitals and your toes and wherever else you want to go. That's a great way to start anal play. Now, once you're a little bit more relaxed, I wouldn't necessarily stick something in the butt right away. In fact, any type of negative anal experience I've ever had has to do with a partner who, A, just went there. You know, I think that for a lot of people who haven't had a lot of experience with the same partner when it comes to anal play, and you get to a point where you know it's okay for me to stick my finger up my partner's butt, that they are gonna, they like it, and they don't mind if it's a little bit unexpected. Anal play shouldn't be unexpected play, at least not for a while. And the truth is, if you are with somebody and they just stick a finger up your butt, no warning, no lube, no nothing, not such a good idea, not going to be a very positive experience, might not be something you want to revisit for a while. So you really want to make sure that what you're doing is going to be fun and positive for everybody involved. I'm going to lift this microphone up much better, because now, hold on, you're going to hear something annoying. That was very annoying, don't you think? But now I'm not hearing that heartbeat that the table is otherwise producing. Very strange, very strange. Okay, so getting back to all of this, we say that you want to be relaxed when you are ready. A finger is a great way to start. And I'm not talking about a finger inside of your butt. I'm talking about a finger around your butt so that your thumb, the pad of your thumb or the pad of your pointer finger or whatever finger you like to use, is actually just massaging the rim, the entrance to the butt way. Yes, just massage it. Go nicely in circles, round circles, massaging the butt. You got it? You can also use a vibrator. Vibration. fantastic. Okay. You've got a little vibrator, a pocket rocket, if you want to use something that you can hold on to. If you want to use something for a hands-free experience, check out the Fukioko. It's a small finger vibe that you wear, and you can wear it on that pointer finger, and then use that to gently massage and awaken the nerve endings around the butt. Really beautifully will help. When you are ready to enter the butt, very important that you use lubrication. Lubrication can be spit, not highly advised in this situation. The butt does not self-lubricate for most people. I will say this, I did once get a letter from a man who wrote to me in Playgirl saying that his butt did self-lubricate. And upon doing research on this, there are some butts, it's not necessarily, it's kind of like an additional lubrication, but there are butts that can quote unquote self-lubricate. But most butts do not self-lubricate, and the membranes, the tissue in the butt is very sensitive. So you want to make sure that you're not providing a friction that's going to hurt your butt, you know? Okay, good, you know. So we're going to get some lubrication. What are the best lubes to use? Personally, in this situation, if you don't mind that it may stain the sheets or whatever else you're using, I would highly recommend a silicone lubricant. Silicone does not have any water in it. It's silicone. It's another synthetic material. It does not have glycerin, which is a sugar, which doesn't affect butts as much as it might vaginas. If you're prone to yeast infections, you want to stay away from a glycerin-based lubricant unless you've used them and you've been fine. Some people are absolutely fine, but it's just a matter of a possibility that you could get a little bit irritated from the sugar and glycerin. A silicone-based lube will last a heck of a lot longer, and you don't have to use just quite as much. It doesn't get as messy or as sticky, and it doesn't get that gooey-gooey texture, but it can stain the sheets. It takes longer to come out of your body. If you're thinking of another lube to use, water-based is the way to go. A water-based lube with glycerin, what we just talked about not using if you're highly irritable and a woman who might get yeast infections, I would recommend in this situation. Some great brands of lubes, water-based lubes, include Eros, E-R-O-S. They also make a fantastic silicone-based lube, but I like their water-based formula as well. And there's a number of different ones out there. Truthfully, I think they're very similar. And I don't know if it's just in the packaging and the marketing that makes them different or whatnot, but you can't go wrong with an Eros product. You also, very thick lube. It's actually glycerin-free, so I'm going back a little, but it's a fantastic lube for any sort of play. As either Maximus is very, very thick, or Liquid Silk. Unfortunately, I'm not a big fan of the taste of either of them. So if you're thinking about using your mouth someplace that lube is gone, it's just something to think about. ID makes some great lubes. Probe, a little bit stringy at times, but that's another lube to use. Wet is another, I think that's part of, no, that's another brand. Okay, I'm just confusing myself now. Another brand to use. Slippery Stuff, not a huge fan, but if you know it's cheap and you find it. KY Jelly is okay. It's easy to find, but again, I prefer a silicone-based lube, and so is Astroglide, another lube that's easy to find. It's not so much, you're going to need to use a lot of it, and in fact, there are sex educators who actually buy the thing that a needle goes in, that tube, that long tube that I'm drawing a blank at the name, and actually insert lube up their butt so it's waiting up there. I know a sex educator who's very big into anal sex stuff who does this to help, you know, make sure that there's lube to meet her when she gets up there. And that's something, if you're into it, you know, you really should do. But lube on the fingers, lube in the butthole, you need to make sure you're lubricated in order to have anal sex. Moving right along, what condoms are good for it? Well, any condom is good for it that you enjoy using. If you want to be the one wearing the condom and not your partner, you can use the reality-based female condom. It's a long, hollow, very lubricated condom that you can actually use for anal sex as well as women for vaginal sex. And then the person doing the insertion doesn't need to wear a condom. And they come, like I said, highly lubed. And it's actually then not irritating. It's not, I don't mean irritating because it can feel really good, but it's not rubbing against your butt, right? It's rubbing against this latex because the latex is more protecting you and your space. And then the other person is going without a condom because you can't use a female condom and a male condom, not something to mix. Because they're actually two different materials and it actually is going to cause the reverse reaction of safer sex. I really like the Crown condom. It's a lightly lubricated pink in color, so it's not this obnoxious color sort of condom. It feels very thin and comfortable for a lot of men. I've never worn one myself, but this is what they've told me, and I ask people, yes. So that's a condom I highly recommend. Also, Beyond 7 is a nice condom. Any condom that you enjoy using is a good condom. I would not go from putting anything in your butt to a mouth. I would take the condom off, or to a vagina. I'd replace the condom, or I'd put another condom on for both mouth and vagina. But I wouldn't go from one condom in one space called your butt to any other space. That black hole needs to stay isolated because of the things that grow there, basically, really. So as far as condoms go, those are some great ones. As far as positions go, some good positions for anal sex. Well, you can always do stuff where you're on your back and your partner is coming in from top, starting great with a finger that way. You know, it's really great. And if you're a guy or a girl and you want to know some sort of what anal sex feels good for, well, it might just feel good, period. But also, you can stimulate the prostate or the G-spot through the butt. So you might want to have your partner going towards your belly button with their finger in a nice come hither, come here sort of motion, like you do to find the G-spot or the prostate. For the prostate, it's they're going through the butt. But you don't have to. You could do it with the million-dollar spot. We'll talk about that at another time probably. Regardless, you can definitely play with the prostate and the G-spot and stuff like that and really enjoy the experience. Now, let's see. I'm trying to think what other positions. That's what I was talking about. Yes, you see, when you talk by yourself and you don't edit the podcast, I don't edit these as much as I can. I'm not going to edit this one today, just so you know. I've decided this as I'm telling you this, and now I could go back and edit this out, but I'm not going to, because I like the idea of live doing things, you know, as they come. Regardless, but I'm bump. That wasn't very funny, but I liked it at the end. So. You're talking about positions, so that's a good position. Also, I find lying on my stomach and letting the person enter me that way doesn't feel as if someone's really quickly, quietly, or not so quietly invading a very sensitive space on the stomach. You could go on all fours doggy style, but again, when you do all doggy style, you go in deeper. So it's something that you might want to gradually lift yourself up to all fours. I think the belly is a good place to start, or even on your side and let somebody come in on the side. You're looking for a position that doesn't feel like you're completely open and vulnerable so that you're not as nervous about what's going to happen. Now, I find that when you first go in a butt, it can hurt and you can feel like you have to go to the bathroom. The truth is, if you didn't have to go to the bathroom before, you don't have to go to the bathroom right now. And that there's nothing waiting in the foot-long, I believe it's about a foot-long space between the top sphincter muscle and the bottom, because you have two sphincter muscles in your butt. And there's only stuff there when you have to go, or when there's a little bit remaining, you know, what lies beneath. But there's nothing major going to happen. So if you feel like you have to go to the bathroom, tell your partner to stop. Just stay where he is or where she is. Tell them to stop. You breathe a little bit. And then you back up. That's a good back up on to the object or to the penis. And you take control and you ride the object or the penis until you're ready for your partner to start fucking you. Really, that's the best advice I can give when it comes to starting with anal sex. When it gets to the point of discomfort, stop. Don't ask them to leave. Don't ask them to exit your butt. Stay there. Breathe, and then when you're ready, you move back onto the object and they stay still. Trust me, it will help you tenfold. Now, there's great stuff out there for resources and things like that. Ultimate guides for anal sex for men, for women, videos, books, internet sites. You can just do a Google search on your own, puckerup.com, Tristan Taramino's site will probably offer you a lot of information regarding anal sex. I'm a big fan of the Bend Over Boyfriend series, both instructional and hot. These are women strapping it on. Lubrication, again, is super important. And when you're finished, you know what's great about wearing a condom? You unroll it. Another thing you need to know about the butt. I knew there was something I was stalling to say. Unlike a vagina, what goes up the butt doesn't necessarily come back out. The butt is sort of like a black hole and it can suck things in. So if you're going to play with toys to go up your butt, make sure that the toys have a flared base or a base larger, which means a base larger than the head of the toy. You want to make sure that the toy stays in there, but the base protects it from actually going up. I really like silicone toys. There's tons of silicone butt plugs that you can use. A butt plug is great because it stays in place, so you can play with something else and keep something in your butt and get that feeling of the prostate being massaged or feeling full, which a lot of people like about butt play. So if you're going for a butt toy, I highly recommend a silicone butt plug. Silicone is non-porous. Bacteria doesn't get into it. After you use it, you can throw it in a pot of boiling water for 5 to 10 minutes, and it will be completely sanitized, and it's beautiful. There are tons of shapes, sizes, and colors when it comes to butt toys. I recommend going with something a little darker, just in case something shows up on the toy, and this might skeeve you out. If it doesn't, then go for something light. I really like the Ripple and the Ripple 2. These are two butt plugs. If you Google, you'll probably find them. They have balls gradually that get bigger so that you have this feeling of your butt tightening when you pull it out. A lot of people pull out a butt plug when they're orgasming, and then your sphincter muscles open and close around each ball. The Little Flirt is a tiny little butt plug. Personally, you could probably use a finger if you're going there, but if you want something that might stay in place, the Little Flirt is a good toy. The Big Flirt's a little bit bigger, and if you're ready to go there, the Rider, R-Y-D-E-R, is also a nice butt plug. And there are tons of others out there, but try for something silicone. I hope this helps you try to explore anal sex if this is your first time, like my podcast by demand listener. And if you'd like more information, please email me. You can email me through the PlayGirlTV.com website or through my own website at jamiewaxman.com, jamiewaxman.com. And you must check out Playgirl TV for some beautifully shot, beautifully hot erotic videos. If you can't find it on your local cable company, you should call your local. If you can't find it on your local cable company's roster of cable company things, then you should call your local cable company and demand that it be placed on video on demand. And usually if you're looking for it, it's under the for couples or for her section of video on demand adult stuff. I'm Jamie Waxman. On behalf of me and Playgirl TV, thank you for listening. Enjoy, have a buttful experience these next few days, a buttful experience, I should say. And please come again and again and anal sex again.